Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path number 6. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 26-8 and bear energy. Now, the 26-8 can be a karmic period. So this can be a karmic cycle for you over the next, say, 6 months to a year that sort of unfolds. Keep in mind, anytime we say karma, a lot of times, you know, because it's the way it's, you know, sort of highlighted in the world, you know, right through society, is that it's this bad thing, it's something to fear. But karma can be incredibly beautiful, right? There's good karma, there's more uncomfortable karma. And so just because you move through a karmic period doesn't mean it's going to be challenging or difficult. It can actually be incredibly beautiful. So for you all, because you have this energy of the 26, it's around relationships. It can be around marriage. It can be around meeting a soul contract, you know, a soulmate, something like that, taking a relationship to the next level. It can be about, you know, moving down the next or opening the next chapter in a romantic relationship or in a deep friendship or connection, something along those lines. Some area of relating has the potential to be very fruitful, very fulfilling for you in this period of time. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it means a connection dissolving or ending, right? But it can be done in a really beautiful way to where that it still, you know, serves the highest good of all involved. So it can be incredibly beautiful as well. But I would say relationships are going to be sort of highlighted for you at this time, but also what those relationships can do for you, right? Like what's, and you know, how you can show up for others as well, but you already do that as a six, I'm sure. So relationships, you know, contracts, taking things to the next level, definitely highlighted at this time. This is a powerful period for expression or learning something new. So especially that has to do with like business or how you, you know, contribute or share your gifts with the world. If there is an opportunity for you to express yourself in a way where you are the authority, you are the expert, this is such a great time to do that. So again, like launching a YouTube channel or a podcast or writing a book or something like that, or, you know, I don't know, however it is, or teaching a class or something like that, great, great supportive energy to do that because it's allowing you to share your wisdom, your expertise. And also, again, learning something new. So it could be that you go back to school, that you learn something that helps you to build on your foundation of what you already know, right? Your wisdom that you already know. This is such a great time to do that. This is an excellent financial vibe. So, you know, you could see a huge uptick in finances. You could see a big change to your resources, to how you have money coming in, how you have money going out. But it's one where it's got to come in first so that you can circulate it in a way that not only helps you, but helps others in some way. So great potential for success when it comes to financial areas of your life. But use good judgment is what I would say. So under this vibration, you know, this isn't one where I would say that you would want to be hasty. So let's say that a great investment opportunity comes across your desk. Instead of just quickly jumping on that, I would say obviously do your research, make sure that it makes sense for you. Make sure that if it's high risk, that you will not completely derail yourself if it doesn't pay off. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, if an opportunity, an investment opportunity comes across your desk and you've got to, you know, put your house up and your firstborn child up type thing, obviously the risks don't outweigh the rewards. So just make sure that anything high risk at this time, that if worst case scenario happens, you're still okay. If that makes sense, I would say definitely just Just use good judgment when it comes to any kind of investment or risk taking at this time. And you likely will be put in a position under this vibration where you have to take a risk, where there's some kind of decision that has to come up, and the decision that or the choice that feels most aligned requires you to take a risk. And sometimes that can create anxiety, but a lot of times that's where some of our greatest success comes from, is taking that risk, and success meaning whatever it means for you. This is also, like I said, great for relationships. So beautiful for relationships across the board, colleagues, collaborations, friends, partners, family, etc. Great energy for all of the above, because again, it's 26-8 energy. So it's six energy, your energy. It's also two energy. So these are the two vibrations of love, friendships, romance, etc. And then you have the eight energy of expertise and vision and building something and moving towards something, a greater vision. So this is just great, great vibration for beautiful relationships, beautiful connections, and good news around those connections, celebrations, coming together. Things coming to fruition type of thing, a circulation of energy. So really, really beautiful. Now, bear energy is, you know, along those same lines. It's very much associated with the home and sort of a mothering type of energy, very nurturing, very loving, very protective, very wise. There's a lot of wisdom that's associated with bear energy. It's a leadership type of energy. So, you know, there's some area of life that's asking you to kind of step into some kind of leadership, but it's more of like, you know, where people look up to you or they look to you for advice. Let's put it that way. And which is very much aligned with the 26-8 energy, because that eight energy is the authority. It's the leader, the expert in some area and sharing that expertise. But because you also have the 26 energy, there's again a strong vibration here around relationships. And that's the focal point. So, you know, this would also be, you know, you could go into business with a friend or with a partner or something like that, and it could be very lucrative, very successful because of that combination of sharing your expertise but also having that strong friendship bond. So beautiful. The other thing I would say, because this is coupled with bear energy and it's 26-8 energy, is be careful about being overly dominating or domineering, right? Like, especially with six energy, sometimes because it's such a nurturing energy, it can be overly protective. It can be sort of overly controlling at times. So just be careful with your relationships that you are not being overly protective, where it's sort of like, you know, you've got the blinders on thinking your way is the best way for this person, and you're sort of disempowering them by doing that, assuming that they don't have the ability to overcome whatever the obstacle is on their own with your support. So just be careful about being overly protective. Focus more on being supportive in how you can show up for that person to support them through whatever they're moving through, but not trying to dominate the situation to where you're doing it for them. Just be very mindful of that. So beautiful energy for you all with relationships for sure, or business and money and finance. Yeah, finances, money, same thing. But yeah, love it. Love it for you guys. Hope it's a great one. All right, take care. Bye for now.